Brailing to Succeed, Reflections on the 2009 Northern California Regional Braille Challenge by Susan Childer. Because we're blind, we can't see our limitations. Caitlin Hernandez, two-time winner of the National Braille Challenge. Anyone happening to saunter into Oak Room West, of page 20. Stanford University's Student Union Building on Saturday, March 7, 2009 could not help but feel the texture of excitement in the air that was as palpable as Braille itself. The sound molecules bounced with high and low-pitched voices, applause, laughter, and even the barking of guide dog puppies in training. The occasion for such levity was the 2009 Northern California Regional Braille Challenge, established by the Braille Institute of America Inc., and locally hosted by the Vista Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired of Palo Alto, the Sacramento Society for the Blind, and the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired of San Francisco. The Braille Challenge, a trademark program developed by Braille Institute of America Inc., is a contest for school-aged youth who read and write Braille. The contest occurs annually throughout the United States and Canadian provinces. Student participants compete in five categories: Braille reading and comprehension, speed and accuracy in Braille writing, proofreading and spelling, and reading/interpretation of Braille graphs and charts. This year, some 1,300 students participated in regional Braille challenges, and of these participants, 60 finalists were chosen for the culminating competition that will occur in Los Angeles on June 20th of this year. I attended the Northern California Braille Challenge, along with several of my friends from the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, which is our CCB home chapter. Some of our members served as test proctors, while others, myself included, helped score tests, and still others hosted a booth that provided information about our chapter. Additionally, our own Michelle McGrew served as one of the day's two keynote speakers. I would like to share a few of those keynote remarks, since they so beautifully underscore concepts that are integral to the Braille Challenge: Braille literacy as a source of personal independence, Braille literacy. Page 21. As a means for pursuing higher education, and Braille literacy as a way of connecting oneself with one's blind friends and colleagues. We heard first from Caitlin Hernandez, currently a freshman at the University of California, Santa Cruz, as well as a two-time winner of the National Braille Challenge, once in 2006, and again in 2008. Caitlin enjoys singing, reading, and writing, and is hoping to major in literature. Concerning the appropriate role of audio technology in a Braille reading life, Caitlin told her audience, "When people tell you that you can listen to your textbooks on the computer, when they say, there's an audio version of this, and listening will be faster than reading, remember that only with Braille will you learn to spell, punctuate, and use proper grammar. Writing comes through reading. And if you only listen, putting together coherent and accurate essays and reports will be a tricky thing to do later. Listening to a book will never be the same as physically reading it. The comprehension, the sense of really absorbing the words and their meanings, the ability to literally reach back and see where you've been, all of that only truly comes with Braille." Regarding how Braille connects us with our blind friends and colleagues, Caitlin was adamant in her enthusiasm. "Every challenge is a reunion, a chance for all of us to come together, make new friends, embrace the old ones, and catch up on the year that has just elapsed. Ties between Braille challengers are the ones that truly bind. So today, as you compete, talk to your fellow challenge participants. Ask them what it's like at their school. Compare technology. Find out the things you have in common and the things you don't. Share experiences. These friendships are the ones that last. Take it from me, it's refreshing to know that there really are other blind people out there who understand what's going through school, not." Page 22. "Only as a blind student, but as an individual person with individual needs, is like, milk the Braille challenge for all it's worth, and make connections. Blind students and their parents must surely have been inspired by the next keynote speaker, Michelle McGrew, who addressed the ways in which Braille literacy is crucial to one's independence as a blind adult. Michelle is a long-term member and past president of the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind and has read Braille since the first grade. A graduate of Stanford University, her passions include Braille literacy, gardening, and community work. "I use Braille to read my cookbooks and to try new recipes," Michelle told our attentive audience. She said that she also uses Braille to keep accounting records, surf the web, and write email. She explained that her kitchen appliances all have Braille markings, thus enabling her to operate them independently. She uses Braille to label medications, CDs, and personal files, as well as keep track of appointments. She stressed the idea that even when a person has some residual vision, Braille can still be an asset. Her words undoubtedly encouraged and inspired any parent with concerns about how his or her blind child would succeed in adult life. "An additional source of pride and delight for me personally was the presence of Girl Scout Troop 60923, for whom I serve as one of three leaders. The girls in our troop are 10 to 11 years old and are currently completing their Bronze Award, a year-long community service/education project. They chose to explore issues related to blindness as their Bronze Award focus, and one of their activities was to serve as human guides to blind students competing in our regional Braille Challenge. Upon arrival, each of our girls was paired up with a blind student, and the two remained together for the better part of the day. Our girls accompanied their blind friends to and from testing, page 23, rooms, as well as to the Prevail with Braille Carnival, lunch, and the afternoon's culminating awards ceremony. It was heartening for me to see how some initial shyness and nervousness expressed by the blind students and our girls when they first met was soon replaced by easy laughter, camaraderie, and play. Here is what troop members themselves had to say about their experience. "I realize that blind children aren't any different than you or me. They can just see the world with their eyes closed," Laura Kerwin. "I hung out with Rio and took her to places where she wanted to go. It was interesting to see her play the carnival games and type on a Braille writer. Rio is very smart and won second place in the tests for her level," apprentice Natalie Narito. "I like looking at sighted people get along with blind people," Lenny Van Ham. "I was amazed at how fast they could type. I learned how to type my name in Braille," by Donnie L. Benson. "I think that visually impaired people are not that different from you and me. The only difference is that they can't see, but other than that, they can read, write, draw, play sports, and a lot of other things," by Juliana Blotz. "My favorite part of the Braille Challenge was the award ceremony. I like to watch the kids who tried their hardest at the competition walk up and receive their awards. My friend Mia was 18 years old, and we had fun checking out the carnival. I got to walk her up to the front to receive her award. It was really exciting because she won second place in her varsity group," by Breelyn Wilcox. "So an additional, if perhaps unintended, benefit of the Braille Challenge, then, is to build community between blind people and sighted people as we teach one another about our lives." Page 24. Of course, Braille literacy would not exist without excellent teachers of Braille. Each year the National Braille Challenge presents one outstanding teacher award to an instructor of the blind and visually impaired. Award recipients are nominated by their students, the parents of their students, fellow teachers, and others who serve with them in their school districts. In the Braille Challenger newsletter, you can read about these distinguished teachers as well as about some of the techniques that they use to encourage Braille literacy. Some VI teachers show the sighted classmates of their blind students how to read and write a little Braille. Others teach Braille to students' sighted family members. Still others encourage their blind students to forge pen-pal relationships with Braille readers in other countries. Judging from the students, whom I had the honor of meeting on March 7th, I'd say these teachers are all doing a fabulous job. I've been reading Braille myself since the first grade, and I'm now 53 years old. I am a full-time community college English teacher, and reading and writing aren't just my livelihood, they are my joy. I would not have them, nor would I have the privileges of teaching mostly sighted college students and working alongside gifted colleagues, if not for Braille. We had no Braille Challenge event when I was growing up, so I am thrilled that such a competition exists today. I have seen and participated in many kinds of organized competitions, including science fairs, solo and ensemble music festivals, and speech and debate forums. The Braille Challenge is as rigorous as any of these. I look forward to next year's challenge.